The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to all those who are tuning in from different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. I'm also a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals for my singles. I do have 2 devotionals coming out really soon. I'm still praying about the date, but hopefully in July and August. So I'm introducing myself to some of you who may not know me. I'm a Christian life coach and content creator. If you would like coaching and you need help on your single journey, or maybe you just have an idea that needs to come to life, or you just need help accomplishing those goals, becoming the person that the Lord is calling you to be, feel free to sign up for a discovery call at my website at daniellepowell.com. I will love to coach you. Shout out to all my new clients. Special shout out to Singles Who Pray, my family. If you are single and you would like to join our group, feel free to join us on Facebook. And shout out to all those who are still, you know, joining the group. I know I'm on a break. I'm trying my best to, you know, continue to stay connected with you guys weekly. I will be back soon. And thank you for many of you who have been reaching out to me. Everyone who has been praying for me. I'm just really trying to be obedient with this. Facebook and Instagram break. It has been good. The Lord is definitely downloading some things. So I just wanted to jump on because I wasn't sure I was going to do a podcast, but I just felt led to do it. I may just keep up the podcast on my break. If you guys are subscribed, thank you. I will be posting this episodes in the group. So this week, I just kept hearing a sure thing. And many of you know, God uses me through dreams, sometimes words, and sometimes songs and phrases. And this is a message for someone out there. Allow God to use you very uniquely. If you're quirky like me, you know, let God use you in that way. Don't try to be like anyone else, because if you allow God to use you uniquely how he wants to use you, you can touch many lives just being you. And that's a message for someone out there. Just be you and allow the Lord to use you uniquely. So if you guys are not too deep, you guys remember the song by Miguel. It's a sure thing. And this was one of my favorite songs when it first came out. About this song, in an interview, Miguel stated that this song was a definition to what real love or true love felt to him. And he said that it was a way to remind him that if he ever forgot, he would never take advantage of it or take it for granted next time love came around. And I just love this song. And for some reason, this phrase kept coming up in my mind this past week. And I kept praying about it. Maybe I should do a word on this. So God just kept downloading stuff regarding this phrase. And the meaning of sure is confident in what one thinks or knows, having no doubt that one is right. So let's just talk about kingdom marriages really quick while I have your attention. You guys love for me to talk about kingdom marriage. Let's talk about love. Many of you are waiting for love to come into your life. You may have some relationships that didn't work out in the past. You were hurt. Now you are healing, or maybe you are fully healed. I feel like healing is always a journey. But many of you, you know, you have done the work to heal from that past relationship, that past hurt, that trauma from your childhood, and you're just continually to heal. And many of you are in expectation of what the Lord is going to do in the area of love. And I truly believe that love is going to come as a sure thing. You would know that you know that you know that this person is the one for you. And God's, I'm not going to explain like how you would know, because you have to just pray and allow God to reveal that to you. But, you know, God always sends confirmations, you know, through his word, through people, and just, you know, you just would know. And this time, let me say that one more time, this time, that love will be built on a sure foundation. Let's be honest, some of us, we have built relationships, and it's just, it doesn't have to just be like, you know, kingdom relationships. It could be business. It could be just friendships. We didn't really build our friendships on, our relationships, excuse me, on godly principles. Or maybe when it comes to a romantic partner, maybe we didn't present that person to the Lord or ask the Lord, is this the person for me? And some people that we want in our life, they're good to us, but they're not good for us. And in order for us to have that sure thing, we must present every relationship to the Lord. And like I said earlier, God reveals through the actions of the person, the love. Are they pouring into you? Can they cover you? Do they, you know, speak the word in your life? Do they show love? Like, you know, some things are very practical that we would know is the one. And then God gives us confirmation, you know, through the Holy Spirit about the person. And one of the lyrics that I love from the song was, love you like a brother, treat you like a friend. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:4-5. We all know this popular verse. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful, proud or rude. It does not demand its own way and is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. And I just love this because any kingdom relationship should be built on a good friendship. And the person who you are going to marry, you should have a good friendship with that person. Because when you look at that person as a friend, you don't want to hurt that person. And you are there for them. You treat them with respect. You are loyal to them. You have their back regardless. And I just love when relationships are built on friendship. And I know us singles, sometimes we want to skip the friendship stage. But through friendships, we are able to really get to know the person, love the person. And I just think, you know, when friendship is involved, as looking at my parents, they are so funny and fun together because they're friends. They love each other. They have fun together because they built that friendship. And I think that is a great foundation, a sure thing, when we build our, you know, relationships. First, you know, godly foundation, and also friendship. So let's talk about a sure foundation since we're already on that. One thing I noticed in my neighborhood is a lot of luxury buildings are being built. And I always see these buildings from the beginning stage. I see workers working day and night, making sure they're building this building on a strong foundation, working months to make sure the plans are being fulfilled. And even though we don't need these luxury buildings, my area is clearly gentrified, which I don't agree with, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. We'll have another podcast about that, talking about my community. But these buildings are being built on strong foundation. Let's go to Isaiah 33:6. He will be the sure foundation for your times. Let me say that one more time. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. I just love that. Sometimes we try to build our lives based on secular views, what society says, based on people's opinions, sometimes our own thinking, our own plans and ideas. And if we build our lives on the knowledge of this world, our foundation is going to rocky. It's not going to stand. It may, you know, stand up for a little while, but then it's going to crumble. But God has given us the wisdom and knowledge to stabilize our lives, to be fruitful, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to go out to, you know, make an impact in our community, to love people, giving us wisdom and knowledge to live this godly walk. You know, sometimes this Christian walk is not always easy, but the Lord, the Bible gives us wisdom and knowledge to live this thing out. We must stay in the Word of God. We must make it a daily habit to get into the Word of God. And many of you who are in the Singles Who Pray group, I'm always, you know, trying to tell you guys to, you know, try to read scripture, get a Bible plan, get in a Bible study group, little things that just help you to stay motivated. Because sometimes we're not motivated to stay in the Word. Let's be real. Sometimes you don't always want to read the Word. But I just tell people, just start with one verse a day until you're able to read longer. And that's just how we grow in our walk with God, by reading the Word of God. All right, so go with me to Matthew 24:3. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And that's another great thing about the Word of God. No matter what happens in life, the Word of God will never pass away. And that is just an amazing thing to, you know, because sometimes, you know, we get so caught up in social media, we get so caught up in just our daily lives, what we're going to eat, what we're going to do, and we know for sure that no matter what happens in this life, the Word of God will not go away. So go with me. I wasn't trying to read too much today, but go with me to Matthew 7:24-29. Anyone who listens to my teachings, follow it wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teachings and don't obey is foolish. Like a person who builds a house on sand, when the rain and floods come, the winds beat against that house. It may collapse with a mighty crash. Like I said earlier, talking about the buildings, we must build our lives on something stable. And the Word of God is stable. Building a relationship with Christ is a stable, a secure foundation, a sure foundation. So the last thing is a secure future. Some of you out there are worried about your future when it comes to your destiny, when it comes to your family, your kids, your career, or maybe you are a person who is worried about their finances. You can't sleep at night because you're in constant worry on where you're going to, you know, get money from or how you're going to pay your bills. I know what that is like, and I have been there. But we have to give our worries to God and make this be the day. Today is, I don't even know the date. What is today? It's June 11th. Let this be the day that you decide in your heart, in your mind, that I'm not going to worry about any of the things that I'm going through right now. I'm not going to worry about finances. I'm not going to worry about what's the next move, what's the next plan. I'm going to submit every concern, every worry, everything that I've just been staying up at night thinking about, I am going to give it to the Lord. I want you to write that somewhere in your house. Make it really simple. I give it to the Lord. I give everything to the Lord. I need you guys to do that today. And speak the word of the Lord over your problems. That's another thing. Finding scriptures that apply to your issue that you're going through. And speak the word, because the word has power. Because God is giving us strategies. And strategies come in the form of wisdom for every situation. Let's read the most popular scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, and plans to give you a future and a hope. That's another thing. When it says not to harm you, some of us, we think that we're in a situation because we did something wrong and God is mad at us. No, sometimes we just have to go through some things to, you know, develop our faith, and God is working it out. God is strengthening us. God is, you know, working behind the scenes on what we are worrying about. The last scripture I read is Matthew 6:31-33. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? Oh, what should we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Again, the beginning of this verse is telling us to not be anxious. We have to rebuke the anxiety, rebuke the depression, rebuke the battle of our mind. Because sometimes it's a battle of the mind. You just can't stop thinking about certain things. And God is telling us today, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about, you know, just rest in me. Rest in the Lord. So I pray this message bless someone. I hope it was clear, that it resonates with somebody's spirit. I want you guys to be encouraged. Stay in prayer. Stay reading the word. Be intentional in this season, because God is really speaking. And if anything I'm learning on this break, God is speaking. God is speaking. Be obedient to what the Lord is saying. Even if it doesn't look like what you were expecting, even if it doesn't sound like what you've been thinking, be obedient to the voice of the Lord. I don't know why I keep hearing that. Be obedient to the voice of the Lord. All right. I hope this blessed someone. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for who you are. We are grateful for knowing you. We are grateful being able to give you all the glory and all the praise. Lord, we thank you for you being a sure thing. We thank you for the sure foundation that you are providing in the lives of your believers. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the covering. We thank you for the knowledge you are giving us believers in this season to live better lives, to give us direction, to help others, to impact our communities. We thank you for the strategies that are being downloaded in the believers on today, God. We thank you for how you're going to use them for your glory. Thank you for how they're going to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this season, God. We thank you for your raising up leaders that are going to do what you are calling them to do, oh God. Lord, we are not going to worry anymore about our future. We put our future in your hands, oh God. We thank you for you giving us a hope and a future. We thank you for your plans for our lives prospering in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up every single person who is just seeking your help, seeking your guidance, seeking your knowledge. Lord, give them the answer suddenly in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone been praying for months about a certain situation. Lord, give them the answer that they need. Give them the resources. Give them the plans that they need to walk this walk, oh God. Lord, we thank you for how you are doing a new thing in this season. We thank you for the believers, the singles, hearing your voice, clearer like never before, that we would know that we know that we know that this is your voice, God, and that you will be giving us guidance and you will be showing us which way to go. So I lift up every person that is just giving everything to you on today. We are resting in you, God. We thank you for the rest that they will receive on tonight, that they won't worry anymore about the situation. They won't worry about their finances. They won't worry about their family. They won't worry about the kids. They won't worry about their future, but they are going to place every single detail of their life in your mighty hands. So Lord, we give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.